AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy TD. In this episode, the NBA season, we're just one day away, so you know I got all the team capsules. I'll talk about each team. I'll give you my predicted finishes in each division, and I'll be starting with the Eastern Conference, so we're going to get into it, guys, and bold predictions as well. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, it's like Christmas morning for me. Well, tomorrow at least. When the season begins, we'll have our two doubleheaders, and the week keeps on from there. So excited. You'll get to see OKC, the banner being lifted. They're giving their rings and all the things there that'll happen while they play the Houston Rockets. So looking forward to it big time, guys. So without any further delay, let's get right on to it. So the way I do it, guys, we will cover each of the divisions. We're doing Eastern Conference right now. So we'll do the Atlantic, the Central, and the South. And I'll go through each team alphabetically. Then once I'm done, I'll give you my predicted finishes for each division. And then once all three are done, I'll give you my top six teams that I think will make the playoffs, will be in that playoff spot there with the guaranteed spot. And then I'll give you my four play-in teams, the ones I think will be in the play-in. And then I'll give you my bold predictions as well. So all that and more. So let's get into it, guys, shall we? So we're going to start with the Atlantic Division. We'll start with the Boston Celtics. And that team right now, coached by Joe Mazzulla, and they're not going to have Jason Tatum. I saw one report say, he hasn't ruled out this season. I don't see him coming back for this season in any capacity. Because you got to remember, he got that injury in May. So for him to be back for the season, it doesn't look good, guys. That's usually a year-long process, so I don't see him being back on the court this season at all. So the onus will fall on guys like Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown will have to be the guy as far as that goes. So he'll have to be the one there as far as your go-to guy and all the things. And then also, you have a guy like Derek White. Yep. I think he's going to have an outstanding year. I think he could flirt with all-star possibility. That's the kind of year I think he may be capable of having for this team. And then, of course, you have the new addition of Anthony Simons. So he'll be at the other guard spot, filling in for Tatum. Looks like it will be Chris Boucher, who they got from Toronto. I think he'll be a nice replacement for Tatum. He's a stretch four, so he'll be able to go out and shoot threes like this team loves to do. So there's that. I think the center position is still in flux with Nemes Quintas and also with Xavier Tillman. So it'll be between one of those two guys. And then your bench isn't too long, guys. You do have Peyton Pritchard there. You do have Sam Hauser. So I think those guys will be very instrumental for this team for the season going forward. And you have Luke Garza there as well that you added. Also, you got a lot of rookies, a lot of youth, a lot of young players here that you're going to have to incorporate into the mix. So we'll see how Joe Mazzulla does with that. But the big question for me is how will they finish in a season without Jason Tatum? And I think it's going to be tough sledding, guys. The East is going to be tough. I understand. I get it. You got other teams that's going to be missing key pieces. Like Indiana won't have Haliburton. But I think it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be tough for them to be in the mix as far as especially top six. No, I don't believe that will happen at all. So we'll see what happens there. But that is your story there. And then the losses for them, they lost Kristaps Porzingis. They lost him. Well, actually traded him. Traded Drew Holiday as well, and Al Horford, he just did not re-sign with them. So there you have it. So those are tough losses to overcome, guys. So Boston, they'll be competitive, but I think they have a long year ahead of them. So there you go. Let us move on. The Brooklyn Nets under Jordy Fernandez. This team, it's in a rebuild, guys. This is year two of the rebuild over there. You're going to have a rookie point guard any way you slice it. So it looks like Igor Demin is going to be your starting point guard there. 6'9 guy. He can play multiple positions, but I think he'll be their point guard. And then you have Cam Thomas, who you reluctantly brought back on a one-year deal, so I'll be interested to see how happy he is with the whole situation there. So there you go with that. But also, you brought in Michael Porter Jr. You have him in the fold. You traded Cam Johnson to bring him in. So he'll be your bell cow. He'll be your go-to guy, your number one option. And it'll be very interesting to see. This will be the first time in his career that he's in a situation where he's the number one guy. So how he responds to that, we'll see what happens. And then you got the athletic Noah Clowney. I think he'll be the power forward there. He's a guy with bounce. He has a very high ceiling, so I think he's the wild card in this, guys. I think he could be somebody who give you some pop there at the four position. And then Nick Claxton, who, from all understanding, he dealt with injuries and whatnot for last season. So he's coming into this season. His head is clear. His body's right. So he's a player who really needs to bounce back after last season. So will that happen for him? We'll see. And then on your bench, you got, again, this is very young team, guys. You got guys like Zaire Williams, who coming over from Memphis a season or so ago. So he's a guy with promise. Dariq Whitehead is another one who has some promise as well. Dayron Sharp backs up Nick Claxton. So there you have that. You got veterans like a Terrence Mann, Kobe Birkin, Haywood Highsmith, who you won't have initially because he has a knee injury. So he'll be reevaluated in December. So we'll see what happens with him when he'll take the court. And then you got the four other rookies, Nolan Treor, Ben Sarif, also Drake Powell, and Danny Wolf. So right now, Jordy Fernandez is trying to figure out the pieces that he has there. And then your losses were Cam Johnson and D'Angelo Russell. So the question for them in this year two of the rebuild, who will end up being those foundational pieces that you want for this team? So I think it's up to Coach Fernandez to figure out who fits where in the whole grand scheme of things. So there you go. All right, so that is the next story. Let us continue. The New York Knicks, under new coach Mike Brown. Guys, he has inherited a loaded squad, guys. Of course, you got the general, of course, Captain Clutch, Jalen Brunson. You have him there. Mikal Bridges aren't with that $150 million contract. So I've heard Mike Brown saying some glowing things about him. So I'll be very interested to see how he looks in year two of being a Knick. OG Anunoby, you know his value to this team. He is a glue guy. He is a guy who can get his offense when he wants and when he's able to. So I'm hoping guys like Bridges, guys like Anunoby, their numbers go up, because I think Mike Brown wants to spread the wealth as far as the offense goes. Karl Anthony Towns had a solid first year with the Knicks. Let's see what he does in year two. I think Mike Brown would like to see him get into his offense. You know, he considers himself the best three-point shooting big man ever in the league. So I think he'll stay true to that. And then Mitchell Robinson. I think you could go variation of ways. I said in my training camp episodes, you can start Robinson and Karl Anthony Towns slide to the four, or you can bring in a Josh Hart and have Cat play the five and Mitchell Robinson come off your bench. And then remember too, guys, and I've already heard it from my sources, Mitchell Robinson will not be playing the back-to-backs. So you're going to have a situation where you don't have him, so you'll have that five that I told you about where you bring Josh Hart up into the lineup. And then your bench. Your bench right now, Deuce McBride has been getting high praise from Mike Brown for his play. Jordan Clarkson, a guy you got from Utah, an absolute bucket coming off your bench. Gershon Ubaselli, you have him as well coming over from Philly. So he's going to be a vital piece. Pacom Dediat, a guy kind of embattled, to be honest with you guys. There are rumblings about him being packaged out in order to make room for Malcolm Brogdon. And as it turns out, Malcolm Brogdon announced his retirement, thus setting the stage for Dediat to stay. So how does he fit into the rotation? We'll see. That's a work in progress. We have to see what happens there. Ariel Hakporti, a guy who you heard me talk about in the 300th episode when I had Coach O on here, the Mighty O on the program, and we talked about it, how vital I think Hop Porty is to everything that happens here. And then your losses, you lose a guy like Precious Achiuwa, also a campaign. Delon Wright, who actually saved them late in the season when you had no point guards, and he had to be your de facto point guard until Brunson came back, and also Payne. So
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
So you lose guys like that. The question, of course, is, can this team compete for a championship this year? And as currently constructed, I can't argue it. They're built for now. They're built to make a long run in the playoffs. So it's just a matter of health, as with every team there is. So if your main guys stay upright, I think this could be a valuable year for Knicks fans, which I'm hoping for. We'll see what happens. So there you go. So that is the Knicks story. Let us continue. Philadelphia 76ers. Now, they're the odd team in this whole mix as far as the East goes. They'll be coached by Nick Nurse. You have Tyrese Maxey. Hopefully, you'll get him for a good amount of games. He only played 52 games last year, guys. Quentin Grimes, who I love what he did in the last month of the season for the 76ers. So I think he'll start at the other guard spot. Kelly Oubre, who gave you a solid year all around for those guys. He'll be your three. Paul George, a lot is being said about that knee of his. I think he's a guy who you got to watch the games played as well. I think there'll be a lot of load management with him, guys. I definitely feel that. And then also, he only played 41 games. So how many games he plays remain to be seen. And then the biggest X factor for them, Joel Embiid, only playing the 19 games with the knee injury, guys. So having Joel Embiid is vital to this team's success. I don't think I'm speaking out of school here when I say that. So Joel Embiid is important for what they do. And then on your bench, you have the rookie VJ Edgecombe, who's been looking pretty good, guys, so far in his stint with the 76ers. So you have him. Jarrett McCain, who's going to miss some time, guys. He's still getting over his injuries, so you're going to miss. He's going to miss some time, so hopefully you get him back soon. Eric Gordon, longtime veteran in this league, a guy who's a bucket, so you have him in the fold. Kyle Lowry, the old wise veteran there, 39 years of age, guys, so he's been around the block. So you have him. Trenton Watford, you have him in the fold. Justin Edwards, and of course, the backup for Embiid, Andrew Drummond. So there you have it. They didn't lose much, guys. They did lose Ubaselli, who went to the Knicks, and Lonnie Walker IV. Question will be, how will the health of the big three, that's Maxey, Embiid, and Paul George, hold up for the season? Now, last season, guys, those three players played a total of 294 minutes with all three of them on the floor in 15 games. That can't go for this season, guys, if they have postseason hopes you have to improve on that number for sure. So remains to be seen. We'll see what happens. And then the last team in the Atlantic, the Toronto Raptors under Darko Rajagovic. And in the starting lineup for him, you have Emmanuel Quickley. Hopefully we'll see him healthy this season. He had a pretty rough go of it last season for them. RJ Barrett, who definitely improved on his numbers, he'll be at the other guard. Brandon Ingram will make his Toronto Raptors debut this season. He came over at the trade deadline, but he didn't play a game for them guys. So he was a trade and stash, if you will. And Scottie Barnes, you need a healthy season from Scottie Barnes, guys, if you're going to do anything up there in Toronto. And Jakob Poeltl, their steady center, a walking double-double at his position, and a solid center nonetheless. Your subs, Grady Dick, he'll be one of your number one options coming off the bench. Also, Jamal Sheed, Achua Agbaji as well. Sandro, I never get his last name right. Mahmoud Kalashvili, the big that they got from San Antonio. So he's on the squad. And then Colin Murray Bowles, a rookie, will probably be in the rotation as well. Your losses, big loss was Masir Ajiri, your team president. So big shoes to fill there. We'll see how they get that done. And then Chris Boucher, who went to Boston. So there you have that. The question for them, will they finally make a push at the playoffs or even the play-in for that matter? So we'll see what happens. So with that said, predicted finish. Here's the way I see it, guys, in the Atlantic. The Knicks will win this division. Coming in second, I think Philly has a chance, but the caveat is if Embiid plays 50 games or more, they'll be the second team in that division. Third, I'm going to go Boston. I think somehow Mazzulla's going to be able to push these guys. I understand. I get it. The center position is like a donut hole, but I think the other positions are rock solid. So I'm going to pick Boston. And then Toronto fourth with Brooklyn coming in fifth. All right. So let's head to the Central Division, guys. And the first team we'll talk about there is the Chicago Bulls, coached by Billy Donovan, who just recently made the Hall of Fame based off his collegiate career as a coach. Your point guard, Josh Giddey, who you just armed with a four-year contract over there. So he'll be your floor general there. Kobe White, but news just came down, guys. He'll be out with a calf injury for the next 2 weeks. So you have to have guys like Oyo Dusumu. He'll probably fill that spot in the interim. Then at your front court, Matas Bezelis, he's your three guys. And then at the four, Patrick Williams. This is a guy in the second year of his four-year deal. So I think if they had their druthers, they would move on from him. But they're hanging in there with him in that regard. So, and then at the center position, Nikola Vucevic, who is your longtime center there. Solid guy, 18-10 guy at least for your squad. So there you have that. Your subs, Trey Jones, he'll be a backup point guard for Giddey. Dusumu, He'll, like I said, he'll fill in for Coby White while he's away dealing with his calf injury. Isaac Okoro, who you got from Cleveland when you traded Lonzo Ball, he'll be backing up at a guard or a forward position. Dalen Terry's there. Also Noah Ezengu. And that's your rookie guys. He could play the four guys. He's a guy very raw, very young, but he's a guy there who can come in for Patrick Williams. Jalen Smith is another guy who can fill the four to five. And then Zach Collins, another 4-5 guy. So, and your losses, Lonzo Ball, like I said, and Talen Horton. The question for them, do they have enough to compete for a play-in, for a play-in spot? In fact, they've been a perennial play-in team, so will that continue this season? We'll see. So with that said, that is the Chicago story. Let us move on. The Cleveland Cavaliers, the top team in the East from last season, coached by Coach of the Year, Kenny Atkinson. Your starting lineup of Darius Garland. But remember, guys, he has the toe injury, so he's going to be out the early part of the season. So probably get him back early November, most likely. Donovan Mitchell, of course, who had his numbers went down, but the team's wins went up. So you could call that a successful year for him, that's for sure. And then at the forward position, in fact, small forward, there's betwixt in between DeAndre Hunter and a Max Strus. DeAndre Hunter, instant offense right there. Max Strus, he's a 3-and-D guy. So you can go either way if you're the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then your 4-5 is set with Evan Mobley, who had an all-star campaign, and Jared Allen at your 5. Your subs, Lonzo Ball, who I talked about coming in that trade where they traded Isaac Okoro to Chicago. Craig Porter Jr. coming off your bench as well, who's been solid. Sam Merrill, Dean Wade, and then Larry Nance Jr., who can fill the 4-5 position there. Your losses, Okoro, of course, Ty Jerome, and Gorgas Niang. And your question is, can they build on last season's success and come out on top in the East? Now, again, they were the top team in the East last year. Now you got the Knicks knocking at your door. So can they stave off the Knicks and be the top team in that conference? That's a question remains to be seen. So there you go. All right, so that is Cleveland's story. Let us continue. The Detroit Pistons, who had a surprise of a season last year under J.B. Bickerstaff. Well, that's all in part Bickerstaff's coaching and a breakout season for Cade Cunningham, guys, who ended up being the all-star guys. That's how well he played. And then he's the head of the snake for that team. At your other guard position will be Jaden Ivey, but Jaden Ivey still dealing with lingering injuries, the knee this go around. So we're looking at mid to late November for him to return. So you got a bench now that you can fill in his spot until he gets back. So you're in a good space with that. Your forwards, Tobias Harris, who was rock solid for them last year, guys. He's at 1-4 position. Osar Thompson, you're hoping to get a full season from this kid. This kid has a lot of promise. He's a guy, long arms, can play defense. So they're hoping to get more of a season out of him. And just think about it, what they did last season, they didn't really have Ivy, and they didn't have this kid Thompson. So there you go. And then your center, Jalen Duren, who had a solid season and was a terror in the playoffs against the Knicks. So he's your five. Your subs, Caris LeVert, who you brought over from Atlanta, Duncan Robinson, who came in from Miami. You also have Marcus Sasser, Ron Holland II, who had a kind of a quiet rookie season. We'll see if he could step up in his second year over there for the Pistons. Paul Reed, who did a nice job, especially in the playoffs for them. And Isaiah Stewart is your backup five, guys. Your losses, Malik Beasley, who had the rumblings about the gambling, but he was cleared of all charges with that. So, but the team decided not to bring him back, to my surprise. So there's that. Dennis Schroeder, who went elsewhere. I'll talk about him later. And Tim Hardaway also did not come back. I'll talk about him later as well. The question, are they ready to take that next step in their maturation process? So we saw them as a, they ended up being a, were they a six? No, they played the Knicks, so they were like a seven seed, so. No, they were a six seed. So, will they make it up to the four, the five, perhaps? We'll see. So, they have that. The Indiana Pacers under Rick Carlisle. They had a successful season last season, taking them all the way to the finals, only to lose to the Oklahoma City Thunder, guys. Going the whole distance in that one. Now, your starting lineup, no Tyrese Haliburton. He's going to be gone for the season, guys, with that knee. So Andrew Nembhard is going to have to fill the bill as far as point guard goes. So he'll be at one guard. Ben Mathurin, you have to have him in at the other guard, at shooting guard. He's a guy who's a bucket. He's an absolute bucket, guys. So, and you're going to need some offensive punch, especially without a Haliburton. Aaron Nesmith will be at one forward position, and then Pascal Siakam, who I think can turn in a all-star campaign this season, will be your four. At filling in for Miles Turner, who you lost, more likely than not, they'll go with a Jay Huff, who's a similar type of player to Miles Turner. He's a guy who can step out to the three-point line and have success there. So there you have that. Your subs, T.J. McConnell, one of the best backup point guards in the business. You will lose him to a hamstring injury, guys. So he won't return back there until late November. So keep an eye out for that. But in the interim, you can use guys like Ben Shepherd, who can give you minutes in spots and be effective. Jarish Walker, he's a guy who can give you some minutes at the forward position. Even if you want, you can slide a Aaron Nesmith down to the two, and then Walker will be at the three. You can work that way. Obi Toppin, who's been absolutely solid for them, a backup four to Siakam. Also, you can kind of play around and have him at the three as well. Solid player coming off your bench. Isaiah Jackson, hopefully he'll be healthy for the season. And also James Wiseman. Two bigs that you may need now that you have a Jay Huff in your lineup. You may need these guys to fill in that regard. So hopefully they're healthy. We'll see what happens, especially Wiseman with that knee. Losses. Like I said, Haliburton out for the season, and Miles Turner, who went elsewhere. In fact, he went to Milwaukee, which I'll talk about in a minute. The question for them, does this team have enough to be in the hunt for a playoff spot? This will take a near miracle for Rick Carlisle to get this team into shape. But well, I'll talk about that as when I give you my predictions as far as playoffs and those things. So there you have that. So with that said, guys, let's move on to Milwaukee. Milwaukee under Doc Rivers. I think Doc Rivers is one of those coaches in the hot seat, guys. I really believe that. So what the Bucks do, I think very early on, I think all eyes will be on Doc Rivers and how he gets this team going. At your point guard position, you lost Dame Lillard. You waived him once you brought in a Miles Turner. So right now they're looking at Kevin Porter Jr. And as I said in the training camp episodes, ultra talented guy, but it's a lot of off the court stuff that plagues him. Hopefully he's able to keep his head on straight and be the guy as far as their point guard goes. Gary Trent Jr. has come back to them, so he'll be at your shooting guard position. Kyle Kuzma, who he's still learning how to play next to a guy with the talent of a Giannis Antetokounmpo, so that's still a work in progress. And Giannis, of course, who a lot of people feel he'll have some ball handling responsibilities. I don't know how that's going to go, to be honest with you, but we'll see what happens. He has turned in a few triple-doubles rather last season. So, again, that's a work in progress. And then Miles Turner, who gives you a solid stretch five, a guy who can defend as well at your center position. Your subs coming off the bench, Cole Anthony, who you got from it's funny because he came via Memphis, via Orlando. He was traded to Memphis, and then the Milwaukee Bucks get him because the Memphis lets him go. Milwaukee scoops him up. There you have that. Ryan Rollins, who I thought did a solid job starting in the place of Dame Lillard last season. He's another backup point guard there. AJ Green, he's a guy who can hoist it from three. Gary Harris, who I think he's kind of on his last legs, to be honest with you. He's long in the tooth. Torian Prince is another guy. He can be solid for you at the forward position. Bobby Portis, hopefully you'll get him for a whole season. Remember, he had the situation with the way was suspended to 25 games due to something he took that he didn't realize was a banned substance. So you'll have him in the fold, and Jericho Sims will be your backup. Well, Portis can play the four or the five, and Jericho Sims, he can play your five. So there you have that. Your losses were Damian Lillard. Again, you had to waive him, so I'll talk about Damian Lillard when I talk about the West. Brook Lopez as well. When I talk about the West, I'll talk about him. And Pat Connaughton, he's another guy you lost. The question is, will Doc Rivers make it through this season unscathed? I think, guys, how they finish and how they play will hold the key to Doc Rivers' future over there. We'll see what happens, guys, but they have that. So with that said, my predicted finish in the Central Division, it'll be Cleveland. It'll be Detroit. Wrestled with this a bit, but I think Indiana has a chip on their shoulder. I understand, I get it, no Haliburton, but I think they got enough guys there, and then you got Rick Carlisle as well, so I'm picking them third in that division. Fourth, I'm picking the Milwaukee Bucks because Remember, you're going to have to load manage Giannis, which they always do. So you have that. I'm not fully convinced as far as Porter goes. Not that convinced. Kyle Kuzma is still figuring it out, so we'll see there. How Miles Turner and Giannis fit together will be a key for them. But this division actually is pretty competitive now, so I'm picking them fourth, guys. And then fifth, the Chicago Bulls. All right, let's head to the South. And we'll talk about the Atlanta Hawks, who made some major moves, guys. Your coach, Quinn Snyder, over there. Of course, the point guard for them, Trae Young. Your guy who's actually should have made a few all-star teams, but the numbers just don't work out for him for one reason or another. So he's your one point guard there. Dyson Daniels, who the news just came down, guys. He is now armed with a four-year, $100 million contract extension, so kudos to him. He had a breakout season last year, so much so he ended up being most improved player. So major props to him for that. I thought he could have been a defensive player of the year winner as well, but that wasn't to be. But Dyson Daniels now getting paid thanks to his season last year. Zachary Richichet, that'll be one forward position. The other, Jalen Johnson. Richichet had a bit of an up and down rookie season, but he kind of smoothed it out as the season went on. Jalen Johnson, you got to have him healthy, man. He missed a lot of games for them last season, guys. He missed a great amount of games for them then. So hopefully you get it for at least 70 games, guys. Hopefully. And then Kristaps Porzingis will be at the five, guys. Another player that you probably have to load manage. So you'll see a lot of Onyeka Okongwu playing center for those guys. So there you have that. Your subs, Okongwu, I just mentioned. Nickeil Alexander-Walker, who you brought in from Minnesota. He'll be a vital piece. And Luke Kennard coming from Memphis. So that'll be your main subs there. Your losses, Caris LeVert, you didn't bring back. Terrence Mann and Garrison Matthews, who actually tried out for a spot with the Knicks, but he didn't make the final cut. So he's a guy I think won't be unemployed long. Somebody will pick him up. So there you have that. Question for them, will the new additions push them into the top six in the East, bringing in a guy like Porzingis, Alexander Walker, Kennard? Can those moves there catapult them into the top six? We'll see. Let's continue. The Charlotte Hornets under Coach Charles Lee. Your point guard, LaMelo Ball over there. He'll run the point. Colin Sexton, I think, will grab the shooting guard spot for them. He's a guy who can play either or, but more likely than not, you use him as a shooting guard. Brandon Miller, who had an abbreviated season last season, he was playing well in the early parts, but he couldn't quite. The injuries caught up to him. So there you have that. Miles Bridges, who's your other forward there. He's a solid guy at the four. And then the center position, kind of a donut hole for them. You either go either Mason Plumlee or Moses Diabiet. So you can go either one of those guys as your center. Coming off your bench, Con Knubel, your rookie. He'll be one of the guards coming off your bench. Spencer Dinwiddie, a guy who could fill in if you lose LaMelo Ball for long periods of time. He's a guy who can fill in. Trey Mann as well, can play either guard position. Josh Green, another guy who could play probably the two of the three. Tijon Sullivan. There's a lot of promise for this young kid. He's a guy who could play the four, maybe the five, but his development could go a long way for Coach Lee at this point. Your losses, Justav Nurkic, who you lost, you traded him away. Seth Curry, he's no longer in the mix. Oh, and then also, remember, you have another rookie there besides Knubel. You have a Ryan Kalkbrenner, who I think could vie for the center spot. So we'll see what happens with him. So there you go. The question for them, can LaMelo Ball give you a healthy 65 to 70 game season? The most games he's played in his career is 75 games in 2021-22. That year he made the All-Star team, guys. So if he could give you those kind of numbers, that looks good for the Charlotte Hornets. So we'll see. And another question is, can Coach Lee develop the young talent he has? Like I said, a Brandon Miller, a Knubel, Salam, and Kalkbrenner. So we'll see what happens there. Moving on, the Miami Heat under Eric Spoelstra. Your point guard, Tyler Hero, who's going to miss a substantial amount of time, guys. He has a foot and ankle injury that he's dealing with. You might not see him till January 2026, so they're going to have to man the fort until he arrives. At the other guard, Norman Powell, who you got in that three-way trade coming from the Clippers, he'll be the other guard. Andrew Wiggins, he is what he is at this point, guys. A three who you hope can give you solid play. So there you go there. Bam Adebayo at your four position. And Khalil Ward will be your center. So Khalil Ward, a kid who showed you some promise last season, guys. So it'd be exciting to see what he does this year as he begins to grow and mature. Your subs, Davion Mitchell will be vital for them, guys, because he'll be the point guard until Hero returns. So his play early on will hold the key for them as far as playoff success and those things. Well, making a push to the playoffs, that is. Terry Rozier, a guy I'm pretty sure they want to wash their hands of, especially with all the gambling allegations around him, but you're actually going to need him, believe it or not, because you don't have a Tyler Hero for the foreseeable future. So you're going to need the services of Rozier. Jaime Jaquez, who can play the two or the three for them. He's a guy who'll be coming off your bench there. Kasparis, Jaco Sionis. So he's a rookie, guys. So somebody they're looking to have in their rotation, guys. So we'll see what happens with him. Simone Fontecchio. He's a guy who could play the three or the four. He's a bit of a stretch from either of those positions. And then Nikola Jovic. You also have him as well, but I believe he's also dealing with an injury, so we have to see what happens with him. Your losses are Duncan Robinson, who you lost to. He went to Detroit. Kevin Love, he headed west. Hayward Highsmith, I talked about him being in Brooklyn. Alec Burks, so he's a guy who didn't really resign anywhere, so he's kind of out there. And Kyle Anderson. Question for them. Can they squeeze themselves into the top six conversation in the East? We'll see what happens there. We'll answer those questions shortly. The Orlando Magic under Jamal Mosley. Right now, your team looks like this. Jalen Suggs at your point guard position. Desmond Bane at the two, who you brought in via trade, coming from Memphis. Franz Wagner as your three. Paolo Banchero, he's your four. These are your two building blocks right here, guys. Wagner and Banchero. Wendell Carter Jr., your center, starting for the Magic. Subs, Tyus Jones. I thought this was one of those under-the-radar signings, because he's a guy, when you lose Suggs for a prolonged period, he's a guy who can come in there and keep the machine humming. That's the kind of guard he is. Anthony Black, he's a guy who could play either guard position. Jet Howard, you didn't see much from him last season, guys. He was beset with injuries, so it'll be interesting to see how he fits in this rotation, guys. Jonathan Isaac, who one of those miracle stories that you hear in the NBA with the amount of injuries he's sustained over the years, but he's back now. He's a valued bench player for that team. Tristan Dal Silva, he's a guy there who can fill in at the four. Gogan Batazi, a guy who can play center for them. And Mo Wagner, who he went down with a knee injury last season, guys. You bring him back, so you have familiarity there with Franz being his brother, and he's a guy who's been in this system, so there you go. Their losses, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who you had to send out in order to get, Desmond Bane, Cole Anthony as well, and Gary Harris. Question for them? Will they bounce back from their injury-riddled season last year? Now, remember, they had all those injuries. You had Suggs out. You had the oblique injuries for Franz Wagner and Paolo Banchero, which they missed a lot of times. So we'll see what happens with that. So there you have it. And then the last team I'll talk about in the South is the Washington Wizards, coached by Brian Keefe. Your starting position there, Bob Carrington, who I thought played well for them. He's your point guard there now. CJ McCollum, he's a guy who can play either guard position, but here he'll be the shooting guard. But he can also be an extra ball handler for you in that regard and a playmaker. Chris Middleton, long in the tooth, but he's your three, guys. Surprisingly enough over here, Marvin Bagley III they're slating him as their starting power forward, it looks like, guys. Very surprising development as far as that goes. And then Alex Saar, your rookie from last year, he's your starting center. Your subs, Bilal Coulibaly, he'll be coming off your bench, guys. He could play either guard position. He can even play the two guard as well. Corey Kitzberg can play the two or the three. You have him there. Trey Johnson, he's a rookie for them. He'll be in the rotation, guys. Cam Whitmore, who you got for a song from Houston, he'll be in the mix as far as backing up at the four. Tyshawn George, another player who surprised last year, he'll be there for them. Malachi Branham, who you got from the San Antonio Spurs. He's a guy who can fill the four positions over there. Justin Champagne, another player who gave you pop last year. And then Tristan Vucevic, who can be a backup big for Alex Saar for the Wizards. Your losses, Jordan Poole, he's out of there. Some people in Washington are saying good riddance, but that's a story for another day. Rashawn Holmes, a big that you no longer have, and then you bought out Marcus Smart. So there you have that. The question, with all the youth on this squad, oh, by the way, they have 11 players, 22 years and younger. So that's a lot of youth. Can they be competitive? It's a tall axe. It's a tall axe, but don't look so good. With that said, predicted finish. I'm picking Orlando to win this division, guys. I'm picking Orlando to take this division, followed by Miami. I think Miami has enough there to be competitive in this division. Atlanta, I understand. I get it. Atlanta's everyone's darling right now. I think with Porzingis, you're going to have to load manage him. I understand. I get it. You got a Kongwu there. My worry is Jalen Johnson. He's a guy who has a long injury history, guys. So unless I see Ricochet take a major leap this season, I'm picking them third. I could be wrong here. It won't be a first time. I could be wrong, but I'm picking them third. Charlotte, I think, will be that fourth team over there. I think they're a few years from being on the come up. And then Washington will bring up the rear in that division. So with that said, top six teams, it'll be in no particular order. It'll be the Knicks. It'll be Cleveland. It'll be Detroit. Orlando. I'll say Atlanta. I'd say Atlanta still has enough. Wait a second. No, I'm going to switch it out. This is being done on the fly, guys. I'm going to say Miami and Atlanta as a play-in team. And then I'll take Philly because, like I said, if Embiid plays 50 games, I think that solidifies them as a sixth team as far as playoffs. Play-in, Atlanta, Indiana, Milwaukee, and Boston. That's how I'm calling that, guys. So with that said, really quickly, my bold predictions. I think Mikal Bridges or OG Anunoby will be an all-star. One of those players will be an all-star for the New York Knicks. I think Brunson will be. I think Cat will be. But I think they'll have a third player as a all-star. We'll see what happens there. Bam Adebayo, I think he makes a return to all-star status. I think something's cooking with him. It's him seeing his best girl, well, his only girl, Asia Wilson, doing her thing in the W. I think that's kind of motivation for him. I think you're going to see a Bam Adebayo playing all-star basketball this season, I think. VJ Edgecombe, I think, will be the top rookie in the East. I like what I've seen from him thus far. I think he's a guy who has potential to be very, very good for those Sixers over there. Either as a starting two guard or coming off their bench, I think he'll be important for them, especially with the factor of Paul George's knee being up in the air. So VJ Edgecombe, I like as a top rookie in the East. Emmanuel Quickley, I think, will be in the most improved player conversation. I think that's how well he's going to play this season. Given that he's healthy, I think he's that kind of difference maker player. And then Cam Whitmore, I think, for Washington, I think he ends up being a starter before 2026. I don't trust Marvin Bagley III. I don't. He has an injury history as well. Pretty long one, in fact. So yeah, I can't go there. So Cam Whitmore, look out for him being a starter for the Wizards. All right, guys, thank you for listening. As always, All Things Basketball with GD.com is the website. There you'll find my full episodes, my clips as well. Also, guys, I'm on YouTube. I have my YouTube page there. You can follow me there. Also, guys, on podcast platforms, I'm on all of them, guys. Apple, wherever you see my videos, leave a review. 5 stars, guys. Stars, I thank you for that. Also, donate, guys. I have my donate button on the website for PayPal. Buy me a coffee. Spotify, donate. Also in my scroll is my Cash App, $GD that sports dude. Again, $GD that sports dude is my Cash App. And then social media, Instagram, TikTok, some Facebook, some Blue Sky, and that's it. And also LinkedIn. I use LinkedIn to put my my links to my videos there. This way, get some traction as well. All right. Thank you for listening as always. And Western Conference preview is on the way, guys. We'll talk soon. Take care.